have to make decisions this year, and sometimes there's a concern of rushing guys. Is this going to be good for their development, where they know where they're going to be playing? And
well, the majority of them know where they're going to be playing, and they get a chance to play at a good level. It's a good introduction to pro hockey. It should be a very good league this year, with the number of strong candidates that will be, on entry levels that are down there playing. So I think it's a good introduction, and it gives them a chance to do things, and gives Luke a chance to work with them to develop them so that they will be good players at the upper level someday.
Would you have a chat with a guy like Cowan to make sure he goes with the right attitude, Brian?
Well, knowing Jared, he will, and we've talked to him, but like every player that's played in the NHL, I think it's a little bit of a little disappointment maybe. But beyond that, I think he's so competitive, and he knows a lot of the players. He played down there before. Luke certainly knows him, and he knows Luke, and I think that's real beneficial. And this will help Jared refine his game somewhat, too.
It was your first year, but what did the lockout do for a guy like Spetz?
Well, they were able to go down there and dominate. They almost, through the regular season, dominated to such a point at times that come playoff time, they had no level to move up to. But very definitely, I thought the comfort level they had at playing and playing a lot of minutes was a good thing. And I believe as they stepped up to the NHL, they were able to really develop their game to another level.
Brian, how do you feel about Jason and Eric playing over in Europe?
I think it's their decision, obviously, that they want to keep playing, and they're good players, and game competition certainly won't hurt them.
Do you prefer to have them out playing rather than just skating around?
I think that's an individual thing. It's hard for me to say generally one way or the other. I think the fact that we have a good group of players, we have a lot of younger players, guys that are very ambitious with their careers, they want to get better, and they will get better as they go forward. I think they make those choices, but I think for Jason and Eric in particular, two guys with a lot of skill playing at that level will be a good thing for them, and I think their comfort level over there will be very positive when they come back.
Can the rougher style of the AHL maybe be a blessing for some of those prospects that have played on bigger ice surface in Europe and don't have, much knowledge of the North American game?
Yeah, I think, we don't have a great big ice surface down there, that's for sure, and there is a lot of contact, and there will be contact in camp as well. I think they have three exhibition games, two against Hershey, so we know that'll be competitive. I think it's a good introduction for them. I don't think any of our guys that I can think of would shy away from any style of hockey, but very definitely being able to get on the ice, be competitive every night, run into each other once in a while will be a good thing for them. And it gives us a real chance to evaluate them as well, one against the other.
The AHL can be tougher than the NHL on many levels.
Oh, many nights. I say that on a regular basis, that when you go through the AHL and you get on the bus after playing a tough game and play the next night and get on a bus after that game and play the next night, it's a grind, and you learn a lot about your players.
What kind of edge will those guys have if and when you do open camp, Brian?
Well, I think just competing every night is a real good thing. And there's no question playing games, especially for the young players, and growing as they play those games, will be really beneficial. Big edge, I'm not sure about that, but very definitely will be beneficial.
Kyle Turris is a guy whose name comes up as maybe someone that should be playing as a young player, and he's developed this summer. Would you like to see him land somewhere?
Well, again, that's Kyle. All I know about Kyle and Zach and the guys that we give longer-term contracts to were guys that indicated over the course of the summer that they were working extremely hard to be ready for the year. Sure, I'd like to see them play. There's no doubt about that. But, they'll make that decision along with the Rangers and what will eventually happen if there's an opportunity. But I know Kyle and Zach, and I can go down the list of guys who will be, when we do play, will be good players for us.
Is it discouraging as an NHL GM, though, to see people heading such a mass exodus to Europe and you'd rather see camps open here?
Well, we'd all rather see that happen, but I just say, I think that's an individual call. Some guys feel comfortable doing it and other guys don't. So I think they have to do that personally. It's hard for me to make a general statement.
Because it drags on. Is this going to be harmful to a guy like Daniel Alfredson at his age?
I don't think anything's harmful to Daniel. He's such a good individual and hardworking guy, and I think whatever happens, he'll be focused when we drop the puck, if we do.
Has this been tough on you as a hockey guy and having to watch this?
Well, I mean, we all are concerned about the game, and we want to play. Hard on me, and my wife has all these jobs for me, but it's, as I say, I think I'm like every other person in hockey. We would like to be playing.
Any chance Ben Bishop was on the Clear Day roster last year? Any chance you'd sign him to an AHL deal?
We've talked about it. We're not in the first week or so of training camp. We're not doing that. But at the end of that time, I know Ben wants to play. We've talked to him. There's that possibility.
From the two sides meeting tomorrow, obviously some hope that something progress will be made.
We're always hoping that we get back to play.
Can you talk about Mika Zibanejad and what you're looking for from him?
Well, he's a big, strong kid, skates very well, got good hands, big shot. We just think that he has to get into an environment where they win, they compete hard. We thought we did the right thing for him last year, sending him back to Sweden, to Djurgården. It appeared, from what I've been told, they didn't have a great team. He got kind of caught in a rut with guys that maybe didn't compete as hard as we'd liked to have seen them compete on a nightly basis. And until the World Juniors, he wasn't really in a winning environment. So our expectation, go down there, play real hard, play North American style, compete for loose pucks. We know he has the tools to be a good player, and he'll have a chance when the NHL opens up again to be a good player at the NHL level. But I think this will be a real benefit for him to go and get games under his belt and be around a lot of young players in the age group that he's in, and be exposed every day to hard work. And the one thing I know about Luke Richardson, the camp will be tough. He'll make him skate a lot, and when Mika and the other young guys come up, they'll be ready to play.
Will the coaches be spending any time down with you?
Yeah, I think Paul went back. He was here, and he went back to Nova Scotia for a week or so, but he's coming back today, and we'll go down for training camp.
What kind of coach do you think Luke's going to be?
He's young as a coach. He's had some experience, but not a lot. We're lucky we have. One thing I know about Luke, he's a real good person. He's a caring person. He will get the guys, as I mentioned, in good condition. I think technically he knows the game very well. I think he has a respect level, and he certainly has a presence in a room. So I would suggest that he'll probably end up being a very, very good coach. And he'll be a winner, I believe.
With the Silverberg, he was in a winning environment. Now is it more just about developing, a game in this environment?
Yeah, we think he's going to be a very good player. And he's got talent, handles the puck really well. He's committed to playing over here. And just like every other young guy, he's got to get games under his belt and make himself available to us when the time occurs. But we have great hopes for him.
One more, Mark Stone. You saw him in the playoffs last year and made an impression. What do you see for him?
Well, again, he's going to be a candidate to play in the NHL very quickly, I think. His skating has improved. He's big and strong. He's got a head for the game, like a real sense of how to play, how to be available for a pass. I guess I look at him all the time as a goal scorer, but he's probably as good a playmaker as he is a goal scorer. So, again, time will let him develop into what we think he'll be, but very definitely this will be a great start for him, and it's time for him to. He had a great junior career. It's time for him to get to the next level and develop his game at that level, and we know that he'll be a top six forward down the road. Thank you.